This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasad with the news. Deadlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli held consultative meeting with experts on COVID-19 crisis. Nepal's coronavirus tally reaches 2,300 with confirmation of 201 new cases. Department of Inland Revenue extends time for paying till the 21st of June and number of coronavirus recoveries surpass active cases across the world. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has consulted with experts on the matters related to the prevention and control of coronavirus and easing the economic and social activities during the lockdown enforcement. Prime Minister's press advisor Surya Thapa shared that those present at the meeting held at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar, where Deputy Prime Minister, Minister for Foreign Affairs and Minister for Health Affairs, as well as high-placed officials, economic and health experts and social campaigners. During the consultation, experts from various fields including economic and health sectors suggested the government to facilitate socio-economic activities amidst the lockdown imposed to check the spread of coronavirus. They said measures should be adopted to provide treatment to the COVID-19 infected, making proper use of the limited resources while also focusing on public awareness against the virus. They suggested strategies that could help gradually resume socio-economic activities in the country. The death toll due to coronavirus infection in Nepal has reached 9 with the confirmation of one more death. Addressing the regular media briefing yesterday, spokesperson of the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Bikas Devkota, confirmed the death of a 76-year-old man from Dholaka. Spokesperson Dr. Devkota further said the deceased had been undergoing treatment at Trivandrum University Teaching Hospital as he was diagnosed with corona infection in course of its treatment at Kathmandu Medical College. Likewise, with the confirmation of 201 new cases yesterday, the total number of coronavirus infection in Nepal reached 2,300. Spokesperson Dr. Devkota said 179 males and 22 females tested virus infection positive within the last 24 hours. Spokesperson Dr. Devkota further informed that coronavirus infection has now spread to 64 districts with confirmation of virus infection in 2,130 males and 170 females in total. Yesterday, 12 people returned home after health recovery from virus infection. As of now, 278 people have already returned home following health recovery from virus infection in Nepal. The World Bank has approved some 12 billion rupees loan to Nepal to reform electricity sector and boost recovery from COVID-19 crisis. A press release issued by World Bank head office in Washington, D.C. said the World Bank Board of Executive Directors yesterday approved the Development Policy Credit DPC of some 12 billion rupees to continue support to the Nepal government in improving the financial viability and governance of the electricity sector and recovering from the COVID-19 crisis. The approved operation, as per the release, is the second in a series of three development policy credit operations to support key policy, regulatory and institutional reforms to unlock the economic potential of Nepal's electricity sector. Minister for Health and Population Bhanu Bhakta Thakal has said only those corona infected patients requiring oxygen and ventilator support will be admitted to hospitals. Receiving health materials provided by the Health Environment and Climate Action Foundation yesterday, the health minister said isolation rooms would be set up to keep patients with mild symptoms and normal health conditions. He stated that the government was changing its policy to handle the positive cases to ensure hospitalization and treatment for those in severe health conditions, which is the worldwide practice as well. The Ministry of Home Affairs has directed all 77 district administration offices in the country to facilitate the transportation of agri-producers to the market. The ministry sent a communique to all the district administration offices yesterday to carry out the necessary coordination works as well as the respective district, rather so that the farmers are not discouraged and their produce get easy access to the market. The communique comes in wake of widespread criticism over the act of authorities, including some district administration officers. The Department of Inland Revenue has extended the time for paying tax and income tax details till the 21st of June 2020, considering the adverse condition caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Earlier, the department had set the date for paying taxes and submitting tax details for the 14th of June. Issuing a notice yesterday, the department extended the tax submission time for 7 days. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यमानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओए वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back and can we continue with the rest of the update? Spokesperson of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Bharat Raj Paudel, has made it clear that Nepal reiterates its One China policy and considers Hong Kong as an integral part of China. Spokesperson Paudel, in response to media queries on national security law for Hong Kong, said maintenance of peace, law and order is the primary responsibility of a nation. Stressed that Nepal believes in non-interference in the internal affairs of any country and supports China's efforts to maintain law and order in Hong Kong. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The total number of recovery from the coronavirus infections has surpassed the total number of active cases across the world. The latest global data show more than 3.08 million people have recovered from the virus infections, while there are 3.01 million active cases across the world. In Asia, India has the highest number of coronavirus infections as it records more than 208,000 cases. India has also registered more than 5,800 deaths due to coronavirus infection. More than 6.5 million coronavirus cases have been confirmed across the world as of now, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. Similarly, more than 383,000 people have died, including some 107,000 people in the United States. Tens of thousands of people have demonstrated mainly peacefully across the United States for an eighth night following the death of African-American George Floyd in police custody. One of the biggest protests joined by Floyd's relatives took place in his hometown in Texas. Many defied curfews in several cities imposed after violence and looting in some districts on Monday night. Meanwhile, Pope Francis has issued a call for racism not to be ignored, protesting against killing of George Floyd. China has once again used the mass demonstrations to call out the U.S. for its record on racism and discrimination. At least one person died after cyclone Nisarga struck India's west coast near the densely populated city of Mumbai. The eye of the storm narrowly missed the city, while nearby coastal areas to the south bore the brunt. The extent of the damage is still being assessed. Officials moved tens of thousands of people along the coast to higher ground as the storm approached. There were warnings Nisarga may trigger big storm surges. Images showed it ripped tin roofs off buildings. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, forecasting division says the weather is likely to be mostly cloudy in Gandaki Province, Province 5, Karnali Province and Far West Province and generally cloudy in Province 1, Province 2 and Bagmati Province. Brief rain thunder showers is likely to occur at some places of the Gandaki Province, Province 5, Karnali Province and Far West Province and at few places of Province 1, 2 and Bagmati Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29.1 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 16.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli held consultative meeting with experts on COVID-19 crisis. Nepal's coronavirus tally reaches 2,300 with confirmation of 201 new cases. Department of Inland Revenue extends time for paying tax till the 21st of June, and number of recoveries from corona infection surpass active cases across the world. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.